Mr. Chair, India congratulates you on your assumption of the chair of this open-ended working group. We assure you of your support, of our support and constructive participation in the work of this body. As a developing country and a major spacefaring nation, India is convinced that space activities and technologies contribute considerably to rapid economic and social development. India has vital development and security interests in outer space. We have a significant space program and a well-established framework for international cooperation. India believes that outer space should remain an ever-expanding frontier of cooperative endeavor rather than conflict. India is opposed to the weaponization of outer space and does not participate in any arms race in outer space. All spacefaring nations and others should contribute to safeguarding outer space as the province of all mankind, as well as to preserve and promote the benefits flowing from space technology and its applications. India is a party to major international treaties and conventions relating to outer space activities, such as the Outer Space Treaty, the Rescue Agreement, the Liability Convention and Registration Convention. We have complied and will continue to comply with the provisions of these treaties. India recognizes the framework offered by the existing conventions and agreements for enhancing outer space security. We hope that the discussions in the OEWG further promote and develop common understandings about this framework. India has implemented measures and practices related to the 21 guidelines of long-term sustainability of outer space activities agreed at UN COPIOS, including registration of space objects with the UN register, pre-launch notifications, measures in line with UN space debris mitigation guidelines, and participation in interagency space debris coordination committee activities, undertaken space object proximity analysis and collision avoidance analysis, and numerous other international cooperation activities. We advocate enhanced implementation of these guidelines for augmenting outer space safety and sustainability. It was equally important to periodically reassess the challenges to long-term sustainability, to share experiences and lessons learned from practical implementation of the adopted guidelines, and to contribute to raising awareness and capacity building, especially in developing countries and emerging spacefaring nations. Mr. Chairman, India recognizes the threats to outer space safety and sustainability caused due to rapid growth and diversification of activities in outer space in terms of satellite launches, proliferation of satellite constellations, the rising space debris, etc. We have promoted and undertaken TCBMs for space debris mitigation and remediation. India has also exchanged best practices and data with other nations about monitoring of space environment and space debris mitigation. Given the global nature of the space debris problem, we advocate greater technical collaboration amongst countries and encourage relevant data sharing and exchange amongst international space agencies and entities for effective monitoring and mitigation of the space debris environment. In the context of suggested practices relating to outer space safety and security, we believe that all countries must, one, carry out activities in space in accordance with international law, including the Charter of the United Nations, in the interest of maintaining international peace and security and promoting international cooperation. Two, bear international responsibility for their bear national responsibility for activities in outer space, whether such activities are carried out by government agencies or non-governmental entities. Ensure the equitable, rational, and efficient use of the radio frequency spectrum and various orbital regions used by satellites. Enhance the practice of registering space objects and provide timely information that contributes to the transparency and sustainability of outer space activities. Mr. Chairman, India supports substantive consideration of prevention of an arms race in outer space within the multilateral framework of the UN. We remain committed to negotiation of a legally binding instrument on PAROS to be negotiated in the Conference on Disarmament to address pressing issues relating to space security. India will play a constructive role in this process, while universal and non-discriminatory transparency and confidence-building measures can play a useful complementary role, they cannot substitute for a legally binding instrument in this field. It is important that this OEG follow an objective and comprehensive approach in assessing and characterizing relevant space threats and activities. India believes that any new international frameworks in outer space must be premised on the understanding that outer space should remain an operationally stable and safe environment that is maintained for peaceful purposes in the interest of all countries without discrimination of any kind. We hope that our work in this OEWG will lead to a convergence towards this important objective without prejudicing discussions in other relevant bodies on outer space safety, sustainability, and security. I thank you, Mr. Chair.